You are tuning in to the English news program of Kanta Radio and Television Station. In celebration of the Vietnam Study Promotion Day, a lifelong learning week in 2022 was launched in Kanta City. In his remarks delivered at the ceremony on the morning of September 30th, Vice Chairman of Kanta City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện urged all levels of party committees, authorities, fatherland fronts, mass organizations, and social resources of the city to participate in learning in all forms, motivating the movement of lifelong learning and a learning society. The Standing Board of the City People's Council has just held a joint meeting to discuss and agree on the content, time, and necessary tasks to organize the 8th meeting, which is the regular meeting at the end of 2022. The meeting is scheduled to take place over 3 days from December 7 to December 9. The meeting is expected to approve 43 reports, one of which includes reports from the City People's Council, the City People's Committee, judicial agencies, boards of the City People's Council, reports of departments and branches on answering questions, and a notice of the Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee. The A sections is expected to approve 35 resolutions, including 16 legal resolutions and 14 individual resolutions. When required, the sections will carry out personal work that falls under the authority of the City People's Council. This morning, the National Assembly Deputies Delegation of Kanta City, which comprises Director of Kanta City Public Security, Major General Nguyễn Văn Thuận, and Vice Head of the Specialized Delegation for Kanta National Assembly Delegation Đào Chí Nghĩa, met with voters in the districts of Phong Điền and Cái Răng. The comments made by the voters that formed under their authority were resolved by the National Assembly deputies and leaders of the city departments and sectors. All the proposals were forwarded to competent agencies for resolution. Previously, on September 29th evening, a ceremony marking 50 years of Vietnam-India diplomatic relations, January 7, 1972, January 7, 2022, was formally held at Cần Thơ University. Vice Chairman of Kanta City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện affirmed that in the past time, both sides have promoted cooperation in many fields. India has offered scholarships to students and officials of Kanta City, and the two sides have coordinated to organize activities for cultural exchange and people-to-people diplomacy. With mutual trust and understandings, as well as strengths, the Vietnam-India relations are ready for new breakthroughs. Recalling the long-standing friendship that has been increasingly consolidated throughout history, Indian Consul General Madan Mohan Sethi underlined his commitment to maintaining the friendship and partnership with Vietnam, including Kanta City, for the joint goal of prosperous development. In the same evening, on September 29th in Long Xuyen City of An Giang Province, the Vietnam Central Farmers Union coordinated with the People's Committee of An Giang Province to open the 5th National Farmer Competition and the Festival for Agriculture, Rural Areas and Farmers in 2022. These are the events that celebrate the 92nd founding anniversary of the Vietnam Central Farmers Union, January 14, 1930, January 14, 2022. With the theme, Vietnamese Farmers, Intelligence, Digitalization, Cooperation and Breakthrough, the 5th National Farmer Contest in 2022 has attracted many officials, farmers union members and farmers across 63 cities and provinces. Kanta Red Cross Society recently coordinated with the city's Traffic Safety Board to organize the Traffic Safety and Emergency First Aid Contest for Red Cross Society's volunteers in Kanta City. There are 9 teams with 63 members representing the Red Cross Societies of the 9 districts in the city to participate in the contest. At the contest, the members competed in 2 main rounds, which is a test on traffic safety and a test on first aid for traffic accident victims. Leaders of Kanta Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism on September 30th morning came to survey a new tourism site, which is being built in Phong Điền District. The new tourism site is called Rochelle Eco Garden and is located in Mỹ Nhân Hamlet in Mỹ Khánh Commune from the district. Construction for this project was started in 2021. The project covers an area of 3 hectares. The eco-tourism site comprises a residential quarter, a restaurant, a playground, and the traditional food quarter. News on the construction of a new tourism site has also wrapped up today's English news program. Remember to listen to our bulletins again on our website at guntertv.vn. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Have a good night.